feeling good tonight? Do you feel real good tonight? I'm going to pray for you and ask the Lord to bless you. You stay in the Spirit and you'll grow in the Spirit. Isn't that wonderful? Jesus, tonight we're here to worship you and to exalt you in the power of the Holy Spirit, because we have to take on the Holy Spirit in order to really do it proper. And I feel tonight that the Holy Spirit is moving, Lord. Whatever you want to reveal to the people, allow the Holy Spirit to do it. Bless thy people, Lord, because we know there are pitfalls ahead. But the Holy Spirit is going to guide us. The Lord God, our great shepherd, is going to lead us. If they're new here tonight, Lord, open their hearts to a greater understanding and take away any confusion, thereby building faith in their hearts, and let the anointing do wonders for them. Bless all of thy people together tonight as we believe with all of our heart thou art true. Give the Lord a hand clap. Praise the Lord Jesus. Oh, bless the Lord. All right, you can be seated. It's good to have this Wednesday night crowd out here. You know, Sunday nights and Sunday mornings are the largest. But the people that come here, they want to be helped. And also they want to find out, you know, what the Lord is doing. And He's going to bless. And He is blessing His people. Now, I've got just a short message tonight because I want to rally and kind of purge and refine and allow the people to get rid of some of these carnal things or human nature that holds on, and you're in jobs and working and around people, and you can't help but to get around worldly people, around people that have unbelief and doubt, that some of that doesn't kind of just like moss gets on you. Can you say amen? But you know, the Lord gives us a way out of it. But tonight my message is going that I'm going to preach on is going to be the ultimate weapons. You know, the Lord has His weapons and Satan has his weapons. And tonight, as I was coming through the message coming to me, it was mostly on divine love and joy and kind of rally. But something he spoke to me about a while back, and I told you I'd tell you some of it. It's kind of a warning to God's people how that Satan is going to move. We know various ways he is going to move, but there's sometimes people forget just exactly how he's really going to use the ultimate weapon against the elect of God on the earth. And believe me, he is going to do it. If your eyes are not open, people that's kind of half asleep, that spirit will come right along and remove them. But revealing to me, and the Lord told me, and this is a forecast, and he told me to tell his people, Satan will try to snare them by hating them, and through hate and unbelief, he will destroy any of those that listen to him. But by joy and faith and divine love, God will wipe him clear off the earth. How many of you believe that tonight? And I believe it'll be about 15 or 20 minutes. And what I want you to do tonight, you know, the Bible said there's no one perfect yet. Until that perfect one has come, we're to strive to perfection, and anything, there'll never be anything any closer than the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ or the elect of God towards the end of the age. And if you're new here tonight and a new convert or just been healed, you want to listen close, because Satan will work on you immediately, the Bible says, after you've received salvation or a healing by the power of God, then Satan will move in. The Bible said immediately he begins to try to steal it out of your heart. Notice he has to steal it, you see, out of your heart. But by the Word of God and having strong faith and listening to these messages, he won't be able to get in there. And so I'm going to preach on that. It's a short message, mostly a praise and joy. And at the end of the service, I want to kind of just clear it out like a sea breeze and have God just blow out anything that's hindering you from a greater walk and a more wonderful peace of mind. And let the Lord bless you in this. He guided me and kind of brought me into it like this instead of just the other message. So he wants me to drop this, because you cannot really have fully the joy you need, and you cannot have really fully the faith you need until you learn how to cope with hate. How many of you realize that? And listen to this right here. The closest thing to Satan is hate, the Bible says. And the closest thing to God is divine love. And divine love will destroy him. That's exactly right, because it is more powerful. Now, most people being born into this world, they have kind of a natural hate and an envy and strife. It's in them, the Bible said. Yet sinners, you know. And there's a kind of a human hate that gets a hold of people. They're mistreated. And sometimes some of them don't have to be mistreated. They just get kind of things going against them. And that human nature's like that. It's born like that. And we have in the Bible. But let me tell you something. If you allow it to continue and continue without repenting, it'll become a spiritual. And oh, then it oppresses until finally it tries to get a hold of possession. When it does, see, you cannot stay around the real power of God. And that Satan knows that. So it's a very eye-opening thing. There's a difference between the human part, when you get stirred up sometimes, and you can't help but to get mad at people sometimes. I know I have letters and I pray for people because of that's human nature, and as long till this body is changed and glorified, you're going to have your battles, but the Lord gives you weapons. Do you realize that? But never let the human part begin to get into a spiritual type hate. Oh, I'm telling you, there can be torment to that. And so we read that. So at the end of the age, the Bible said, people would be in the valley of decision. It said that valley means depressed and confusion. You see, what it means, valley, it means they're low. They're kind of depressed, not knowing which way to turn, and confused. Divine love and faith creates every revival. By the word of God that's preached right, come along, will be divine love, and it'll be stronger at the end of the age than it's ever been to his elect. And faith and divine love will create, and the word of God will create a great revival of power, and even the gifts and faith and miracles begin to take place. And then unbelief and hate will come along from Satan, and he will destroy and try to close away every revival that God sends. If you don't believe it, read just, there's many scriptures you can read, but one's in the first chapter of Joel. Cankerworm, pommelworm, caterpillar, and so forth like this, chews away. But always God comes back, and he comes again with great power, and divine love pushes back the hate, and she springs up again, see, and a great revival of light comes again. So we see that, and we have to keep our eyes open there. And every revival in the church age has happened. Satan's ultimate weapon against you is hate. He'll use it against you. And God's ultimate weapon is divine love, and it will literally destroy hate and wipe it out. And I put here in notations, and it comes from the Holy Spirit, the whole thing originated when Abel and Cain got together. Cain stayed towards the nature and was possessed by hate, and murder took place. Then we have Abel. And here come Abel, you see, was different, the type of what people should be, meek and humble. It cost him his life at that time. But nevertheless, he is with the Lord. So, if you're going to do, you're going to tend and really believe God, and you're going to do what he tells you to do, and you're going to do the works of God, and you're going to believe God, you are going to be attacked by hate, the Lord told me. And just before the age closes, this is a prediction too, just before it closes, we are going to see released amount of foment and hate that the world's ever seen. And Satan is going to try to guide it right against the elect of God. But he cannot break them because by the word of God in power, God's going to try to cover them with love. Can you say praise the Lord to that? And so we got that. And down towards the end, so the great things for God. But joy. We're going to finish this message with joy too. We're going to show you. You've got to enter into the joy. If some people yielded towards the joy of the Lord like they do when people mistreat them the other way, oh my, they'd be so happy. You know, somebody thinks something's wrong with them, wouldn't they? That's exactly right, just bubbling over. While I was doing this article, I read another little article. I happened to flip over there, and I want to read you a little something, just a little bit here, and then I'll get back my message. This person says, I am persuaded that vicious campaigns against the heart can wear it down. Somebody had experience here in some crusades or somewhere. I failed to even find out who it was. I just saw it here. Sometimes the injury inflicted numbs and just paralyzes the heart. It oppresses the mind. And this is not surprising because hatred is a spiritual force. And it can be overcome by the spiritual force of God's love. Do you believe that? Hatred is Satan's ultimate weapon against the believer. And can only be overcome by the believer's weapon, which is the love from the heart. It even has the kind of love that can love your enemies. The kind of divine love that will stay right in with the power of God no matter what happens, no matter what people call them, they'll stay right in with the Lord. Now, we have this. The genius of God's love is that it can never be defeated. That is what I liked about that. Divine love can never be defeated. You're looking at a champion. You're looking at something that Satan has tried throughout the 6,000 years and even before that with the angels in heaven to try to go up against God. He has never been able. Now, he's tortured, had Christians killed and crucified and so forth like that, but he has never been able to destroy divine love. It cannot. And behold, saith the Lord, it will never be defeated. Did you know that? Faith has been pushed down sometimes to practically so weak. And divine love was the kind of a substance that held it together. And John, the apostles, many of them had to hold on to that divine love, or they would have lost out with the Lord. So we see that. And it works. God's love is all-embracing, and he causes his rain to fall on the just and the unjust alike. In Matthew 5:45, Jesus said, love your enemies and pray for them that despitefully view you. And so we see, by this divine love, we become partakers of his divine nature. How many of you realize that? If you don't have some of that divine love working in you, you have not partaken of that divine nature that has to be there for the Lord Jesus Christ at the end of the age. So he, be not overcome with evil, but overcome evil with good. Romans 12:21. You never know what God's going to give us in here, do you? Listen to this. Proverbs 16. Commit thy works unto the Lord. Don't allow Satan to get a hold of you through others, because the first thing he'll do is mistreat you, and truly, you have been mistreated. He will try everything he can. He will turn families against one another, and that'll come at the end of the age like we've never seen before. He will turn the children against the parents and so forth. Even that's a Bible scripture. But he will try to create havoc, to try to get the people away from what God is going to pour out. And he's going to pour out a great, refreshing revival to his people. But they've got to keep their eyes open. So the ultimate tool is hate that Satan's going to use. Look what happened down in South America. This got to spattering one another in hate. Look over in the Middle East. We saw that. One thing there can say be hate against the Americans and so forth. And you see it all over the world. It is the closest thing to Satan's empire. And divine love is the closest thing to his throne. We realize that. Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. You put it in God's hands, and you put it there. Now, sometimes you have to use the word of the Lord and authority and demon powers and so forth like that. But commit your works unto the Lord and leave them there. And then when you commit them to the Lord, thy thoughts shall be established. He will tell you how to act and everything. The Lord hath made all things for himself. See, he rules out Satan. He rules out angels. He rules out everything. The Lord hath made all things for himself. Yea, even the wicked for the day of evil. He has made the wicked. Now you say, my. There is a purpose in the other nature. We as Christians have a challenge, and it's a challenge to our faith, or we wouldn't have any faith. How could we prove ourselves to God? And when we see these things challenging, and the wicked that God has raised, it's kind to cause a fertilizing us. It's kind of giving us a strong growth. If we're really what it takes, we're going to stand, and our faith is going to grow. God is going to make a spiritual man and a spiritual woman out of you. But you have to have that contest, is why it's there. And he put it there. Or how else? You would never be able to prove your faith. But we're going to win. Now remember this, forecast, and it will come to pass, just before the translation, the number one tool will be hate. Now, pleasure is another thing, the worldly out there offering all of those things. And that's a troublemaker too, and the temptation of the world that comes. But he's going to use that tool to set one against the other. And you know, I've seen some of the greatest friends set one against the other quickly like that. Traveling in my ministry, watching very closely, and very young, not knowing, you know, all of things, I just had to pray until I got an answer from the Lord. And from what I have been revealed by the Holy Spirit to me, people that have been around my ministry for quite a few years, and suddenly you see them go, and I'd say, Lord, you know, I know it's the anointing, and maybe sometimes they just go back out in the world, and sometimes truly, but that's about 10 or 15% of it. And I'm not talking about those that are always constantly crossing the platform for healing and miracles. Not much you can do. That's a gift working there, coming to it, and the power going like that. Many multitudes come to Christ, so forth, just coming and going. But it only wound up with just a few at the cross, so forth like that. And those that don't know, they're just coming and going. They don't really know what the baptism of the Holy Spirit's all about, even though you preach it to them. And they're coming, and he's talking to them. He's witnessing to them. They're feeling something. They know something is there. I'm not talking about those. I'm talking about the people that really make a start from Pentecost, and some of those that come into the ministry. And for years, you'll see them, you know, all of a sudden, you know, you kind of see they're not in the line or something happens, you know, like that. And I begin to pray. I said, Lord, I know the anointing is very potent and powerful, but 90% of those type that the Lord, and this is thus saith the Lord to me, he would come to me. Finally, you know, I would pray so I would know what I was talking about. And the word, and he come to me, and he said to me that the key to that is hate. He said, people get so full of hate. They're not really, you know, sometimes they say, I'm not mad at Brother Frisbee, you know. I'm not against Brother Frisbee. But, oh, I just hate that person. And I hate, see, they can't stay where I'm at then. Therefore, in order to keep that inside of them, they must move on down a trail. How many of you can say amen? And I've seen some of them, they've witnessed some of those later, and they look like they come out of a horror pit. I've never seen. To stay with that hate, to foam in there, it'll destroy them. How many of you know that? You cannot do it. I pray this. Some people, now this is not just here, but traveling and having experiences over the nation and so forth. Don't ever let it get to a spiritual point. Old human nature will try to bring it up to you. You may get mad at your children or somebody or wife and husband. Sometimes they spat. Don't ever get it, allow it to get into a spiritual thing, because there is a spiritual force, ah! And that hate in there, see? And that is the key to hell. And divine love is the key to heaven, where John went up in that door. And he was called John the Divine, the prophet of divine love, went through that door. And God had him called. He laid his up on Jesus, you know. And he was a prophet with all the love, all the divine love in him, of all the disciples. So the key there is divine love, see, and faith. And the key to hell is hate and unbelief. Boy, he'll go there. You know, if you get that in there in such a way now, and allow it to grow in there, and root in there, it can't help but to cause unbelief. Hate will cause that unbelief to rise in there until you have a job on your hand. In fact, it will torment you. If you're new here tonight, listen to me. Satan will shoot at you that way. You must learn how to counteract that thing. It's not easy. But you must lose the Word of God and praise the Lord and just get happy, and knowing that it's being done to you because you're a Christian, and he's coming to those Christians to try to throw them off that way and get them to fussing and fighting. The thing for you to do is to hold on to this Word and say, I have got the key. The Word of God that tells me that divine love and faith, divine love is the Word of God, saith the Lord. Oh, he's right there. You can't shake the Word, can you? And it's just key. There you are. You've got it. Divine love and faith is the Word. Oh, my, how powerful that is. Now, you see, and you've got the key to that. Now, we're going in here. But remember, the Lord hath made all things for himself. Yea, even the wicked for the day of evil have been prepared. Now, commit thy works to the Lord, and thy thoughts will be established, and he will guide you step by step in his wisdom. Joy is a fruit of the Spirit. Now, if you push back that tonight, and some of you in the human nature want to really get free, see, bitterness can be left. It's hard to shake. We know that because Jesus, in his great compassion, had sinners come, and the Pharisees all around him, and the bitterness that was said, he understood that. And the way that he would talk and what he would do, only at the extreme times when he had to say something that was negative and powerful to them that he did. And this is in the human nature, for Jesus himself said so, but he gave us a way of escape. And if you don't use those weapons as a way of escape, then Satan will use his weapons on you and destroy you. You believe that tonight? So when you get rid of all of that in your system, now, he works on, he just like it says at the end of the age, he will try to wear you out. He will try to wear you down. That will really wear. If you ever get into a hateful argument and a hate going on, I've had people write me of family things, please pray. That will wear you down in a rabble-rousing thing like that against you. It will wear you out quicker than anything and just wear you down. And pretty soon your faith is so low, you wonder what in the world is happening. He's going to try it at the end of the age. So be on guard. This is a futuristic sermon that will begin to come as the age closes out. It will. I just finished a letter yesterday before. Just the opposite. There was something else that's coming on the end. You don't want to miss that one. I don't know exactly the date. I shouldn't even talk about that now. It'll be coming out later for you to get there. But these things that are happening is to keep you on guard, because it's going to step up momentum. But each time Satan steps that up, and you see the nation's rebellion and rising towards the Middle Ages and on up in there, and the things begin to happen, he's going to pour out the love even greater. He's going to give divine love one to another. And he's going to cause that faith to begin to grow. The very fact that you see the ministry teaching, bringing it to the people, shows in a way what is going to come. Because all of my life, and whatever he did, is prophetic. And you can see what he's preaching may not seem like much now. But each one of those messages, when it begins to come, you're not going to be able to miss it. So it's prophetic. We are going into that. Be on guard. Because some people say, well, they're watching for this, and they're watching for that. And first thing you know, that's growing on them, and they don't know how Satan is going to get a hold of them. So now, once you can get that out and be on guard, your salvation will be buoyed up. I mean, wells of living water will come in there and just bubble inside your soul. Your joy will be to the ultimate, and it'll be the happiest joy. It'll be into a spiritual joy of great power. You just wipe old Satan clear off the map. Joy is the fruit of the Spirit, Galatians 5:22. It is not a counterfeit. It is a real thing. It is real with supernatural and divine power. And the Lord Jesus told his disciples that trying times were coming for them. See, he forewarned them and predicted that. And that difficult times meant that there would be great blessings from him when they came. And he told them to rejoice. He said, blessed are ye when men shall hate you, and when they shall separate you from their company, and shall reproach you, and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. Luke 6:22. Back in something else I was talking about, people, like I say, you know, that would leave. Not the normal lines that come in and out here. That's another problem they've got. ones that, you know, kind of follow along for a long time. But you can cut it any way you want to. And from what the Lord showed me, when that hate gets in there and people have to depart and get a lighter religion and so forth like that and change, actually, what it is Satan's trickery. He's shooting at me. I've got my own him. That's not for the other they think they're hating. That is trying to shoot at this old boy up here. Can you say amen? He told me so. See, he'll lead you. And they can't, if it didn't, you know, it might bother you away from message or something. But that's what's really behind what Satan tries to push at. And so far, thank God and thank you for your prayers. You hadn't broke me yet. Isn't that wonderful? And just continue on, right with the Word of God. I get over things pretty quick. Something that just the Holy Spirit, not me, He has a way of wooing somehow by the power of the Lord that He's able to do it. And it's Him, boy, and it has to take, I guess, faith in you that you don't even know you have, or you have, you've got it. Well, I know I've got it. It's in there. And it comes out, and He'll help you with that. And I thank the Lord for that. And you the same way. Try to learn by praising the Lord to get over when you're mistreated or something happens like that. And try to get over that and allow the Lord to really bless you. So, in the whole reality of it, when different things happen, it's kind of Satan, you know, he's mad at me. How many of you know that? And he tricks those people thinking it's something else. But he doesn't like the way that I preach. And this message right here I'm preaching tonight, he doesn't like it either. How many of you know that? But I'm going to bring you into divine love where that you'll be able to love the power of God and to love the Lord and to be able to escape away from people that would just wear you down or wear you out. It takes a real saint. It takes a real Christian to be able to overthrow that and to march on through like in Joel's army with the armor, the full armor of God on you. So we see that. And then in the Bible it says this, rejoice in that day when that happens and leap for joy, Luke 6:23. For continued the Lord, behold, your reward is great in heaven to every one of you that can cast away and throw off the hateful things that come your way and join the Lord's divine nature, actually praying for those people, praying them out of your way and allowing the Lord to bless you. Can you say praise the Lord tonight? You say, well, you don't think, see, that I'm going to get by bringing the Word of God with a strong, powerful anointing and heal the sick without old Satan. He's not going to do it. And he tries, but by the Word of God and by faith and being able to ignore and to continue with the power of God, then he is muffled, muzzled, I believe. And just muzzle him right up. Just knock the old horns off the billy goat. Just get him out of the way, you see. Muzzle him. And that's the way you do it, because you just stay in the pocket with God. And he can shoot this way, he can shoot that way. It just seems like it's bulletproof. And you'll go right on with the Lord. And I'll guarantee you, he'll see you safely to land. He'll be right there with you. So we see what power that the Holy Spirit has there. Now, I want you something when he was giving rewards here. One of the last scriptures that I come across here. And it's in the Bible here in Matthew. It touches on many different subjects here. Matthew, probably about chapter 25. And we'll read it here. Down here in the verse, about verse 23, and he's talking along parables and so forth like that. It has a compound meaning. The Bible said this here. His Lord said unto him, well, he said, done. Good and faithful servant, thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Then it says here, enter into the joy of the Lord. And again above that, he said the same thing. Enter into the joy of the Lord. Now, we know after it's over with, and those people rewarded, good and faithful servant, and God rewarded them in whatever he gave them to rule over. The Bible said to rule over things that he had in his kingdom. It said, enter thou into the joy of the Lord. It is a spiritual joy that has not entered into the eye, the ear, the heart of man. Will go possibly beyond anything that we get on the earth mixed with the flesh, because it'll be pure joy. But it said, enter in thou into the joy of the Lord. So that tells us, on the earth, in the secondary part, which has a double meaning, it means that the people of God are to literally enter into the joy of the Lord. It is already within your system. It is here tonight. And by faith, you enter into the joy of the Lord. And let me tell you something. As you enter in, that means you do your part. You actually yield. You actually enter like you're going through a door. And you believe in your heart you're entering the door of joy. Because that in divine love is the key to heaven with faith. We know that in the power of God. So enter thou into the joy of the Lord. And no matter what your problem is, you may be sad tonight, melancholy. You might have been mistreated, or in an argument, or something happened to you. Only the Lord knows many of those details. But let me tell you something. You have a key. And that is tonight, no matter how you're pulled down or wore down or weighted or wore down, in any form or fashion, you can enter into the joy of the Lord. It is for every person in this building tonight, little children and the older person that's here tonight, no matter how old you are, the joy of the Lord will never run out as long as you're on this earth. And when you leave here, you'll even get more of it. It is wonderful. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. Now, my message tonight was enter thou into the joy of the Lord. And the joy is one of the fruits of the Spirit, too. And he come before I could preach it that way and brought in the other part. How many of you can see that that was most important to bring the part that is opposite joy, which is a hate, and bring that in? He shows you how that you can get rid of that. Show the two parts to that. A spiritual hatred that gets a hold from Satan. There is a human type that can get a hold of you, and it will from time to time. But he gives you the weapons of divine love and joy as a warfare. And that's your ultimate weapons, is the joy and the divine love of the Lord with your faith. And you will defeat Satan. It will wipe him clear out. Do you believe that tonight? And you will be happy. So tonight, I'm going to do this for you. Some of you may have had problems with yourself, hard to keep the old nature down. Some people are a little more high-strung than other people. Some people are born just a little bit like that sometimes. Other people are kind of meeker or a little bit more humble sometimes. And some have harder times because maybe their life was raised different. Sometimes other people mistreated far more than other people and had more difficulties in life. Well, whatever it is tonight, if you're having any kind of difficulty with the old nature and you feel this way about it, you'd like to get that under control and have the Lord to bless you so that it does not go into a spiritual type 8, because it will torment you if you do. But you want the Lord to press on and get some of this divine love and allow the joy of the Lord to be the leader in there and begin to bless your heart. I want you to all stand to your feet tonight. Amen. He put that other in. It kind of took me on about 10 more minutes here. We got plenty of time. I want about 20 people here tonight. And you either want more joy of the Lord or you want me to help you with the nature of this thing and have the Lord to anoint you so that your power and presence of the Lord can guide you in it. How many of you feel good? He went out through that audience. Like I said at the beginning of the service, did you know that feels like just a fresh sea breeze? You ever been on the coast? No matter how you're kind of tired or wore out when you get there or anything, and you can just step out on that fresh air along the sand and the breeze. It's totally different than where you come from in the mountains there or over in the desert or wherever you might be. And it's just kind of a cleansing in the air. And it always gave me an appetite. It always uplifted me in many ways. But tonight, I want you to get an appetite for the joy of the Lord. How many of you can get an appetite for the joy of the Lord here tonight? He's going to give us a fresh breeze, and let's let the mantle of the Lord come upon us. And let the power of God bless our heart. I'm pray for about 20 of you over here on the side. Come on, from all over here. You want me to help you with your problems? Come on over here tonight. We'll be praying for the sick too, but later on. But we'll pray for this. And if you're sick, just believe the Lord. We'll be back praying individually later. And the rest of you people, I want you to come down here because I am going to pray over every one of you. There's been a difference in this auditorium since I come in here. Blessed be the Lord. The Holy Spirit is wonderful. Your hearts are different already. It is great. Let's go. Joy of the Lord. Get out of there. Oh, praise God. do all that in a half hour? It feels good in here now, doesn't it? During the last week or 10 days, reading different things, some things I'll do a year from now, I guess. Some of the things you can't just get to everything. But you kind of get in the spirit, you kind of look like you're kind of looking through something. I can't explain it to you, but it's really wonderful how you get into a dimension of the Lord. His coming for His people, He's going to bring His people into a dimension they have not seen before. And the reason I use the word dimension, you can use a phase, like changing into one thing, or you can use like a realm or a sphere, but it is kind of a change into something He wants His people to be like. And as they're being guided by the Holy Spirit, let me tell you something, you're going in a spiritual, a type of veil of the Lord. And I mean, remember that time that Moses prayed that he was standing on the cleft of the rock? You remember that? Behold the glory of the Lord, how it came upon him. Now the Lord's going to visit His people, and He's going to bring them into something that's powerful and potent. It seems like the seeds are in the nations, and what's happening is being seeded down now, getting ready for all of this. But nevertheless, in its time, and the way that He does it, it will begin to come. And He's blessing truth. Do you feel good? How many of you feel real good here tonight? And sometimes I do get to see things, and I do get glimpses, and I look into things from the Lord. Sometimes it's very briefly, but nevertheless, wonderful things are ahead. And I feel someday that some of the things that I've experienced and some of the things I've been through will be given to the very people that are love God. And the ones that the bride, the very elect of God, they're going to be wonderfully prepared by the Lord. Isn't that right? He doesn't do things just for my benefit or just, you know, to be doing it for me, but He's showing you things and has me to see things, feel things, and to go through things because He knows that He's going to bring it on. And it's coming on. And when it does, we're going to have a real good spiritual reign. The Lord's going to bless us. I feel a good blessing now, don't you? Why? So anyway, you be praying, and we got this television blessing the people, and everything is happening, and more things will happen, and I just kind of took some time off from that because He's kind of leading me that way. So preaching and praying and trying to help the people, and I believe our own people, when you get them strong and get your people to believe in like this, all things are really possible then, aren't they? Well, you're a different group than was here when I first started preaching. Every time He seems to have something that, you know, people would say, you know, I don't believe I'd preach that kind of message tonight. Maybe we ought to preach this. I'd always just kind of let it hit and go on in there and then kind of let the Lord lead. And I believe it's very helpful, don't you? And He'll really bless you. One thing about it, you don't want to pay any attention to other people criticizing what they're doing. You just want to pray for people and watch out for yourself, because while you're watching others, Satan will strike you and he'll get a hold of you. I'm going to pray for every one of you. And I'll be back here Sunday morning and Sunday night. And I'm going to pray right now before I leave for the Lord to bless you all. And you rejoice. Enter in, it said, to the joy of the Lord. I'll pray just like a cloud of glory will come on you. And the presence of the Lord will be so thick in here that you'll feel it in your body for days to come. I'm going to pray for you now. Come on. Praise the Lord Jesus. He's great. He's going to bless your heart. Amen. Move on every one of your people here tonight, Lord. Touch their hearts out. Bless every one of them here. Every one of them here tonight.